I am nameless, and so I am unseen. I move through the jade lattices without obstacle, my existence so insignificant that not even the guardians look at me in passing. My violet robes signal my right to pass, and my limp, perhaps. All those in the lattices know of me, of the way my right foot twists inward as I walk. Reflection. Thoughts of this are improper. Enough reflecting. Hands do not remember. Hands only serve. Correction. Think of duty. Meals. Linens. Her radiance needs a new comb. Fresh lustrals. A new supply of herbals. Other attendants bump my shoulder in passing. One tries to trip me, but I shift my weight below my limp. Avoid it, easily. One more motion, and I could slice his ankle with a hidden dagger at my wrist. One less attendant to gossip of her radiance. Correction. Not this morning. Too much yet undone. Cleaning blood from robes will hinder duty. Her radiance must eat and prepare for the procession. In the kitchens, I find the Sokar's crest and test her food. Numbness on my tongue. Not enough to kill, only to weaken. I glance at the cook, at the number carved onto his forearm. Safe to report. Batcher 403 commits treason. This nameless will protect the host. This is duty. This is the choir's bidding. Not safe to report. Not authorised to harm the cook. But if this repeats, Batcher 403 will not live to touch her radiance's meals again.